today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Yeah. When you said KTEL, I'm like, it's a little too late.
Hey, everybody. This is Patrick Foster. On behalf of Jim Linehan, I want to welcome you to another episode of Rockin' the Suburbs, a weekday music podcast. Hope everybody is doing well, and I hope all the listeners out there enjoyed the run through the Rockin' the Holidays compilation. Track by track, we went through and heard from the artists and creators who put those songs together, and then we were able to listen to the full song, so you get a full preview of the album. I hope you've downloaded it. By now, just go to rockinthesuburbs.com. There's a banner on the front. You can click on it. Click digital download. Put in zero for the price. And it's all yours. A new holiday tradition. Rockin' the Holidays. Thanks again to everybody participating. I want to call out Mr. Jim Linehan especially for doing so much work and really bringing this thing together as the guiding hand. Captain Linehan got us across the seas into the Rockin' the Holidays compilation. Thank you very much, sir. With all that done, here we sit just a little less than a week before Christmas, and we've got a little time to do a couple catch-up episodes here and ideas we had, and then next week we're going to start November new music. So we're going to have a few days of that to carry us through the new year, and then we want to make sure everybody is sending in for January. We're going to start right on January 2nd, if at all possible, your picks for best of 2024. That's right. We want one album and one song. You can do it. You can do it. You've done it before. You can do it again. A couple of honorable mentions are fine to chuck into the pot, but until then, we want you to whittle it down to one album and one song, and I cannot wait. I always begin making a playlist of albums and songs as soon as they start coming in, and always look forward to checking it out. So I hope you guys are coming up with the goods. And not everybody has to pick Christmas at 7-Eleven by Winkip Sloat for your song of the year. It's okay. I mean, I'm sure we're going to get a bunch of overlap, but I'm the only one who picked it. And I'm not even going to. Anyway. You know how to do it. Send a voice file to rocketsuburbspod.com, or you can call up the Suburban Party Line, 612-440-1984, and get in touch. We'll be checking both pretty regularly. Okay, now with that out of the way, we have an episode we want to present to you today. And if you cast your mind back to October of this year, we did a little exercise with Trivia Week, which seemed to be very enjoyable for all who participated, and listeners seemed to enjoy it too. And on that week, on episode 1968, to be specific, Will Gronick was on, and he's a friend of Jim's, and we had it all set with Will, and he jumped on the Zoom call there. And before we got started on the trivia, Will said, "Hey, I want to give some Perfect Pop." And we were like, he's like, "I haven't gotten a chance to do it. I want to do it." We were like, "Sure, go ahead." So that was great. A pleasant surprise, to say the least. And so we just recorded that and snipped it off the beginning of our conversation. And we've got it here now to present to you. So you'll hear both Jim and I, and you're going to hear Will Gronick taking the stage. So without further ado, why don't we get over to Will, listen to his Perfect Pop selections, and we will do that. And then we've got something special for you tomorrow that Jim is whipping up that I think you're really going to enjoy. I'm excited about it myself. So without further ado, here he is, Will Gronick and Perfect Pop.
It's just been so long since I've seen both of you, and I'm so excited to actually get to chat with you. Can I just go ahead and make my Perfect Pop recommendation now?
Sure. Okay. Why not?
It's yeah. It's a song by Dodgy, and I know we talked about it a long time ago on a Hootenanny, but It's a song by Dodgy. I believe it was 97, and it's called Good Enough.
Good Enough by Dodgy. Okay.
British band. It's one of the bands, one of the songs that was a huge hit the year I lived in England.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and that was also the year that you couldn't swing a dead cat without hearing OMD's How Bizarre.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, hopefully this is better.
What do you love so much about this song?
You know, it's such a great summer song, and it's one of those ones that if you listen to it and it doesn't make you smile at least once, you may be dead inside.
Oh, interesting.
You may be
Okay.
dead inside. It's jangly. It's got a chorus that, you really pick up on really quick, and it just goes and it grows on you pretty quick.
That's fantastic. It's not a song I'm familiar with. I got to tell you, it's not coming to my mind at the moment. So I'm looking forward to checking it out.
Dodgy never made a never broke through to the States. I don't even know if they tried. I mean, I would have to
Oh,
imagine
interesting.
they obviously would try, but
Yeah, that's great.
I love it. I love that you're bringing us something that was not, popular in the U.S. That's
I
very
love
cool
that
too.
too. I love it.
An imported perfect pop song. You
That
got to
is
go to the import section for this one.
From the
yeah.
90s, even better from the 90s. That's great.
The second one I would have, are you guys familiar with the Lighthouse family?
Yes, vaguely.
Vaguely. Ocean Drive.
Yes, I
Do you
think I
know that
know.
one, Patrick?
I do. I think I have it on a KTEL thing because I collect those KTEL compilations, and I do think I have that.
That I think was like, that was earlier 90s. I think that was
Yep.
close to 94.
Yep.
And that's another perfect pop. That was actually featured in the movie Jack and Sarah with
Oh.
Samantha Morton and Hugh, not Hugh Grant, Richard Grant.
Oh, interesting.
And
Yeah,
that's
or
where
maybe I have it on one of those now this is music
I bet
compilations.
it's
One of those two.
on.
Yeah,
Yeah, when
yeah.
you said KTEL, I'm like, it's a little
Yeah.
too late for KTEL, but it's
Yep.
definitely fits on the now that's what I call
Yep.
music.
Yep. Because I have a whole bunch of those too that I acquired on the internet in the 90s,
Yeah.
the early 2000s.
Oh, they were so big. You know,
Yeah.
they were in, my parents lived in England from 95 until 99. And you know, we would go over and visit, or they would send stuff back. And my little brother, my baby brother, spent a lot of time over there, and he came back with a stack of those. Now that's what I call them.
Yeah, that's great.
And so they were over in Europe before they were over here. That you couldn't swing a dead cat without hearing OMD's How Bizarre.